For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Earlier this week, one of our guests on Cultural Baggage was Howard Wooldridge, a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
There are many members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition who've joined us on the Drug Truth Network, be they mayors of Vancouver, prison wardens, former prosecutors, judges, etc. It's becoming more acceptable to look at this truth and to speak out, is it not?
It certainly is, Dean. That's another encouraging sign that although most of us are still retired, we're having some courageous individuals like that, like the one of the wardens down in Huntsville, active law enforcement, who is now a member of LEAP and a speaker for LEAP, and Chief Oliver of Detroit PD speaking out as an active duty chief of a major city, saying this is something we need to get rid of. So although we're mostly still retired, there are a number of courageous individuals who have come out in favor of this being on active duty.
With this coming election, it's kind of a flip of the coin. Neither one of these candidates speak in regards to the drug war much at all. What can we do insofar as our local candidates, insofar as getting them to address this terrible situation?
You're right. It's almost impossible. The politicians do not want to talk about this, and their standard response is the same old trilogy of education, treatment, and incarceration, which has, of course, failed for the last 34 years of drug war. The only thing that the politicians are going to respond to is when you, your listeners, call or send an email to their state senator, state rep, and say, I don't want to build more prisons, figure it out. Something to that, something really simplistic like that, but just let them know, please do not build more prisons, because when I talked to an aide to Governor Perry, for your Texas listeners, that aide told me, aide to Governor Perry on criminal justice matters, that the governor is already proposing to build more prisons in Texas as opposed to change drug laws.
Well, there's bound to be a better day, and thanks to the efforts of folks like you, hopefully it will come sooner.
Well, we're going to try, and I think I told you last time that I am going to take Misty across America next year from L.A. to New York City, 3,700 miles, 7 months in the saddle to gain publicity and help educate Americans in this cause. We're all working hard at this, Dean, and like I say, I am seriously full of optimism that we're only talking a matter of 8 to 10 years. I know it's a long time, but 8 to 10 years, and this will be over with.
If you would like to learn more about law enforcement against prohibition, I urge you to visit their website at leap.cc. And if you want to hear this complete Cultural Baggage show, please visit drugtruth.net. We really could use your help. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.